The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show. Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, aka Dave from LA. Just want to thank you all for listening today. Today is a Tuesday, April the 19th, 2016. We have a live show for you today. Looking forward to today's show. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on today's show, give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032 pound and hit star 61. I will see you in queue and definitely bring you up. Before we get started in today's show that is live today, want you to go to blacktalkradionetwork.com and go to the crowdfunding program that Black Talk Radio Network has. And it is something that we all need to support in order to keep Black Talk Radio Network on the air and bringing you information and giving you things that you news that you can use. So everyone, if you're interested in supporting Black Talk Radio Network, this is a great way, a great opportunity to do just that. There is a crowdfunding campaign that is ongoing as we speak right now. And for it's, you know, little to nothing, the donations that you will be actually giving is going to be so greatly appreciated, and it's going to go towards maintaining Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are here and keeping us on air so that we can bring you news, information, opinions, and give you thoughts, food for thought for our overall agenda, your individual agenda, your collective agenda at large. So everyone, if you can and you should give any form of monetary donation or contribution to the Black Talk Radio Network through the crowdfunding campaign is going to be used completely for the overall development of and the maintaining of the network, and every donation is greatly, greatly appreciated. Now, with the crowdfunding program, this is what is offered. For option one, a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less, you will you can send that via PayPal or send a check or money order to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. That is the zip code and the address. That is P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, Mount Holly, North Carolina, zip code of 28120. And with that contribution, you will receive a monthly statistic report of the radio station and the social media operations via email. And if you go to Black Talk Radio Network, the crowdfunding page, you can actually donate right there and hit the donate button for under the different option that you would like to use. Next option, option two. Make a one-time contribution of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports, you will also get a free Black Talk Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution. And I, like I said yesterday, I received my actual t-shirt, gorgeous, nice, super nice t-shirt. And to receive more than one t-shirt, one will be provided for every $25 in contribution. So if you do $50, you get two t-shirts, $75, you get three, and $100, you'll get four. And the t-shirts are now available for shipping as we speak until this lot of t-shirts run out. And definitely Scotty will keep you abreast as to the overall quantity of the T-shirts, and but you will receive your T-shirt. I know that for sure.
So, Brother Dave, if I could add, I am in the works of obtaining some T-shirts made for ladies.
Oh, man, that's great. So now, to add to the option two, pretty soon Scotty will post when the T-shirts for ladies will be available, and I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be tight. This is super tight. So, ladies, you have not been forgotten. You like to wear our T-shirts and our your husbands, your boyfriends, your friends, your male counterparts T-shirts, but you can still wear theirs. But there are special T-shirts that are going to be made just for you, and Scotty will let you know once those are available. So. The same thing will apply, $25 or more for the female or the ladies. I don't like to say the female, for women. T-shirts are coming about. So there you go. Same thing, same increment. If you like two T-shirts, it would be a $50 donation. If you donate $75, you'll get three. Four T-shirts would be for a contribution of $100 or more. Make sure that you indicate the size for each T-shirt that you will be receiving. Okay, next option three, become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the email reports, your free Black Talk Radio T-shirt as an appreciation gift, you will be eligible to receive gifts as a appreciation for your contribution in financial support to Black Talk Radio, for Black Talk Media Project. And make sure, once again, all of your sizes and your shipping address as to where these T-shirts should be shipped to you must be included in that whole thing. So this is a great opportunity to financially support, because it is going to take the overall collective energy, because that's what you're giving. You're giving the radio station some of your energy in form of currency so that it could actually harvest it to maintain the overall direction. That is what is so, so important. So go to Black Talk Radio Network and look for the crowdfunding digital black media campaign that is there and be a part of it. Tell your friends, tell your family members about it so that we can definitely continue to grow this network. So, so important. Also, everyone, you can go to, for Tando Radio Show, you can go to our Facebook page and check out some of the things that we posted there. There are some very, very important articles that are there. Let me just catch up to where you are before we get going in today's show. But check out some of the articles that we have posted there. If you have any questions or comments that you would like to make send to us, you can send it to us there. You can post it there. You can actually, if you have an article that you would like us to post, if you'd like me to post it, just send me a message there. You can send me a personal message there, PM me there, and I will see it and post the appropriate questions or the appropriate videos or information or news articles that you send. I greatly appreciate all of those, and if you'd like to get in contact with us, you can get in contact with us there. Also, while you're there at the Facebook page, don't forget to stop and give us a like if we so deserve it. And also, check out some of the articles that we are posting. You are more than welcome to share them. You are more than welcome to comment on them. And you are more than welcome to like them. Okay? So let's take a look at some of the articles that we've posted there today. There have been some pretty good ones that actually need to be posted, and there's some very important very important things that are there that we need to take a look at. Wonder where that one came from. I didn't post that one. Okay. Oh well. All right, everyone. So let's start with today, some of the articles that we have posted there. Let's check them out. Give me one second, and I will bring you the news, what's in the news today. So 1 second. Okay, so start off with the first article that we posted today is a disaster waiting to happen. This is something that everyone really needs to take a look at. This is a very, very critical and crucial article. And this one says, disaster waiting to happen, 8 8 most dangerous nuclear plants near earthquake fault zones. And the Japanese government says they won't be any catastrophic damage this time at the nuclear facility following Thursday night's devastating earthquake. So check out this article. This came from Reuters. Very, very important, because there are a couple of those actual nuclear power plants. One is in Diablo, California. One is in Arkansas. And there is one in New York, and I forget where a couple of the other ones are. A couple of them are globally positioned. But the important thing about this is that why in the world would anyone that has any form of consciousness or any form of compassion ever put a nuclear power plant on a seismic fault zone? You mean to tell me in all of the regulations that you charge everyone else with and demand that they follow and actually tax them to high heaven for all the things that they want to do in your geological and your overall environmental surveys, that you didn't know that these nuclear power plants are on a unstable one-legged table and chair? Really? No way in the world, because these people these idiots are definitely want these things to happen, because they are actually being paid to sponsor the agenda of the depopulation program and the overall program to get people as sick as they possibly can be. There is no other excuse. There is no other reasoning. There is nothing that they could ever say. But the thing that disturbs me the most is that we haven't actively engaged in these things to stop these individuals that are following a conspiracy agenda to actually depopulate, get us all sick, and enslave us all collectively together. They have their program of togetherness, we have none. They plan for 500, 1,000 years, we don't plan at all. This is why we are in a position of disadvantage. So check out this article, very telling on what the overall agenda is, that you would use radioactive isotopes and put them on a fault line. Why? Because you actually want that overall structure to be completely destabilized and compromised to spew is radioactive poison. There's no other way around it. That is clearly what the design is, I mean, what the agenda is, and that is exactly what we are dealing with. And unfortunately, we, the people of the planet, have not decided to come together and to serve an interest that is in line with our moral convictions. So this is what we have to deal with. Next article comes from JapanTimes.com. Magnitude 6.4 earthquake strikes. Reported damage, injuries emerging. So this comes from the Japanese Times. Is continuing with the earthquakes all over. The Ring of Fire is extremely, extremely active right now. So check out that article, and I'm gonna tell you, I have good reason to believe that this may, like so many other ones, have been a false earthquake, but it could have been a natural one. But in my opinion, based off of what is going on economically in the world, this was a actual, in my opinion, it could have been manipulated and created by weather modification technology. So not beyond these people, and nor should we ever think that it would be. It's just part of the overall program of controlling the mass people. So check out that article. Next article comes from Press TV. And I said, my commentary was laugh out loud. Yeah, right. We once again must be in the season of lies known as election time. Bernie Sanders rips Saudi Arabia $750 billion threat for the U.S. Unbelievable. Next article comes from Reuters. Taliban attack Afghan security office in Kabul with bomb and gunfire. I'm not surprised that happened. It's where we are now. Next article, very important one, comes from Bloomberg. Saudi's other warning makes oil trade sweet after the Doha failures. So check out that article. The whole, everything is realigning themselves, and we're going to talk about some of those things. Next article comes from telesurftv.net. 19 reality shocking things you need to know about earthquakes. So check out this, and they misspelled shocking. That's okay. It happens in today's world. 19 really shocking things you need to know about earthquakes. Check out that article, really good one. And the next posting that we had there is what is up today's show. Today is April the 19th. The topic is we're going to role play the greatest margin call in reported history from what we know is at hand. And we'll try and give you a 96-hour account of unfolding events. What I mean by that, what I'm going to do is I want to give you an idea of what can happen in a 96-hour time period where the largest and probably the most dangerous and the most important margin call on the globe financially will be set in motion, in my opinion, within a year's time from now. Maybe sooner. I wouldn't be surprised if it was sooner. But what I want to do is give you some idea of, if that does happen, what are some of the things that you can expect to unfold during that 96-hour time period of the greatest margin call ever in human history. So we're going to do that after we do the news. Next article. Very, very telling one from the USA Today. And we are going to actually touch on this a little bit later in the week, because in the second hour, we're going to have to get through the Book of Enoch. So we're going to definitely jump into that. This one article comes from USA Today. Default hits highest level since 2009 bust. And they're talking about the number of companies defaulting on their debt is hitting levels since not seen since the 2009 financial crisis. This is very telling. And there is some charts to go along with it. We're going to look at that. It's actually right at the levels of 2009. It's above 2008. And this is what is happening. You are having massive, massive corporate defaults, which are going to actually cross-pollinate into individual defaults. So that was some of the articles that we posted there. Then we also just posted Intel fires a massive amount of people. They fired 12,000 workers, roughly 11% of their entire workforce, as Intel misses its quarter one sales and guides lower. 12,000 workers Intel has gotten rid of. 11%, not 1%, not 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11% of its workforce. And this is the trend that you need to really start to prepare for. If you know someone that was working at Intel, if you are someone that worked at Intel, I will stop what we're doing today. I would love to hear from you. And this is something that's very, very important. We are in the season of margin calls. And this is something that we are going to start to see much more in a more rapid pace in the coming days, in the coming weeks, because this is the agenda and where we are. Got kicked out of, just give me one second. But this is what's going to spread, and you need to know these things. Forget about anything else. Anybody told you that things are okay and you think that everything is just going to continue and nothing is going to adversely affect you. No one in this country will not be adversely affected by what's going on. Regardless of how optimistic you are, your optimism is not based in any realistic evidence, proof, or sound guidance. If you are optimistic about what's going on in this country, economically, and overall the global picture, unless you have something to gain from it all because you are in on the fix. Because this is where we are, and the sooner we know this and actually respond to this appropriately, the opportunity that we will be given, we will actually have an opportunity to seize on some of the positions that we can change that have been adversely affecting us, so that we can now to start to have a benevolent agenda that will serve us in a more, in a much more sustainable and fruitful way. So this is the trend. Intel is no different than any other place. And if you're not preparing, you need to stop what you're doing and start getting prepared for this. So this is just some of the things that we are looking at. And before we go into the commercial break, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. I would say if you're interested in learning about the precious metals, which you should actually, because this is the overall anchor of the global economy, of the number one economy in the world. Because as of today, I forgot this story. How did I miss it? I don't. Oh, someone took it down. That's why. Didn't know how this happened. How I missed this one. So I'm a repost. Wow. All right, Facebook. I'm going to repost inside of Facebook the article that I posted earlier this morning in regards to China. And we are going to, that is going to be a part of today's show. China has taken over the overall, well, they haven't taken over, but China has engaged in the China has actually started to set the price of gold, and the price of silver will promptly probably follow, or they are actually doing silver covertly as we speak, which I believe that that is the case. So this is something that is very, very important. And I posted this earlier today inside of Kando, but of course it was taken down by whomever, probably by, doesn't really matter. We're just going to easily just put it back up. Or I could have made a mistake and thought that I sent it, but I doubt that because I remember posting it inside of Kando today. So the article that we're posting, one second, let me get this out and then I will get it to you. Very important. It's going to be a part of our show today with the overall role playing that we will do. Now, this one comes from china.org.cn. China launches yuan denominated gold bench in Shanghai. This is an article that you all need to actually read. It is the one of the final nails in the coffin of the US dollar. In the from now on, it's only going to get much, much worse. But you need to read this article. We will definitely look at it after we come out of the break, because this is very, very important. We posted it, just posted it there in Tando. I had it posted in RDP SGG earlier today. And this is something that you definitely, definitely need to read. And let me just give you this really quickly. This was my commentary. Some news stories are ones which start the change of history. This is a keystone example of that today. The world in which you were born in has switched towards a new manipulated reality. The new number one economy of the world has made their biggest indication as to where the path will be led. China now rules the world by gold authority. This is a very, very important direction, and it has some defined implications for you and your family. And this is some of the things that you need to know. Probably one of the more important events of all of the other reserve currencies losing their status, none have been in comparison to the U.S. because not only was the U.S. the reserve currency of the world, it was also the petrodollar. It maintained the overall petrodollar position, and that means that it was the most important and strongest and most powerful economic representation of the overall energy that the people on this planet generate. And now that has been switched and is switching to China. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. And this is going to be a very, very hard fall for the U.S. economy and every citizen here, even if you prepare. But it is going to be a very difficult thing to navigate through. And it's going to be practically unbearable in so many ways. The likelihood of the individuals that have not prepared, this is going to be more than a burden. You are going to be tested like you've never been tested before. And this is just the direction that everything is in. The evidence is there. You can ignore the reality, but you will not be able to ignore the consequences of the reality. And we are going to look at some of those consequences after we come out of the break. But before we go into the commercial break, I just want to let you all know that our Prosperity Mint website is up, and we are still working on it. But if you're interested in buying the precious metals, you can actually buy it from us at prosperitymint.com. And you can also text me or call me for that also. But our website, and I wanted to hurry up and get it up so that we could actually engage in some of the things that are so critical to our overall sustainability. So if you're interested in purchasing precious metals, you can do that through us at prosperitymint.com. That's PROSPERIT. And then mint is MINT.com. We are still putting the website together, so please bear with us on that. But we have a large selection of the precious metals that we are offering. And one of the great things with us is that the shipping is free on your order, on your orders, and you can expect delivery relatively quickly while there is still the supply of the metals that are at hand. And we sell all five of the investment grade precious metals. We sell silver, gold, platinum, palladium, and rhodium. There are very few people that sell all five. We do, and we have the ability to service all of the precious metals. So if you're interested in actually engaging in protecting into real savings, then you need to get into God's money because it has intrinsical values. That's what makes it much different than anything else. It's not currency. Currency can never do what the precious metals can do. So this is the anchor of the new economy. It's an asset-based one. You need to set your foundation and anchor yourself so that you can hedge and protect yourself and your family and preserve your labor of which you've already worked for, that you will not have that same energy tomorrow or the days of your past. So you need to really get into what God's money protection can offer you. So you can go to prosperitymint.com. com, and you can order there, or you can also text me at 951-790-8330, or you can also email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. So we are up and running and ready to service you. There aren't very many people that have met the demographics to serve our people with real money. And I am proud to say, because of you, you've taken a great interest in this, and I am proud to bring to you some of the opportunities and to actually serve you and get you what you should be saving in. That's real money. So we are up for business. Now, also, we also have, if you're interested in the precious metals class, this is something that you definitely need to know. If you are purchasing precious metals and do not have the overall information that goes along with it, you will not have the precious metals for long. There will be people that do have the information that will actually be the overall holders of your precious metals in the time of great need. Why? Because if you don't know what it is that you need to know about how to leverage it, how to gain interest off of it, its intrinsical value, its historical view, its positioning in the future, and one of the most important things is why is it so important, and why is it different than currency? If you don't know all of those things that go along with it, you can buy silver and gold, but you are buying with a weak hand, and your weak hand is going to be transferred to strong shoulders in this wealth transfer. This is very, very important. So if you're interested in taking a precious metals class or the preparedness class, you can reach us at the same number, 951-790-8330, or text me at Wolf, W-O-L-F number 6, pack 1, P-A-C-K-1 @gmail.com. It's $25 a month, and you will be able to get into the class, and I will try to fit it around your schedule. We have our classes that are filling up, and this is something that will be extremely beneficial. Any person that has taken the precious metals class would tell you, out of all of the people that we had in the class, all of them were amazed at the information. I only had one person that said, "Dave, this is not for me." So, and I totally understand, but we have had over 200 people that have engaged in the class, in the precious metals class, in one form or another. And only one person, said that this wasn't for them. So, and I totally understood. Much love and much respect to that person. But believe me, this is something that later on you will look at for those individuals that have taken the class all the way through. They now will appreciate that they have taken that class and using the information that goes along with it. Very, very important. So, and then the one person, they just took the first class and for whatever reason decided, which was very cool. But I disclose everything. I'm open about everything. I have nothing to hide, and because our intentions are sincere. So if you're interested in that, you can reach us there. So we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we are going to engage in the 96 hours of the greatest margin call in human economic history. And we are also, first, before we do that, we're going to take a look at this article that comes out of China, and we're going to get into the 96 hours of the margin call. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. Before I do that, let me make sure I can jump in. Okay, cool. Whew, didn't get knocked out. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time today, give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032, pound, then hit *61. I'll see you in queue and bring you up. All of the individuals that have taken the precious metals class, congratulations for your commitment. You are about to see some major, major moves. that are going to protect you in a very defined way. You know what I'm talking about. So much love, much respect. So we'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketsliveinternational.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND, 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for checking in with us today and spending some time with us. I definitely appreciate it. I know Scotty and everyone that here at Black Talk Radio Network, we sincerely care about you. This is why we're doing what we're doing, and we are looking forward to serving and working with you in the future, because believe me, as you can see with Intel, there aren't going to be any jobs, but it's going to be much work for us all to do. And we are going to have to rely on each other in the times in which we will dictate and what the opportunity that we will have to change the direction of our past. So very, very important. And one thing before we get going, I wanted to say one thing about the iMarkets Live right now. They have a sign up for $1. And my man Bill, sorry about that, I didn't get back to you today. I will definitely get back to you my man Bill, you know who you are, in Georgia. I will definitely get back to you today. For $1, you can sign up. They're having a promotional at iMarkets Live that you can sign up and set up your account and get going in the Forex trading. So you can go to imarketslive.com and sign up there. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to move you probably, and make sure before you sign up, make sure you let me know. But so, because there are some things I need to do and there are some things that you need to know. and some of the not so technical things that I can help you with. So we need to help you, but just let me know before you do that. Okay? So that is available to you. Now, before we get into today's show, what I want to do is I want to read to you a very critical event happening that transpired today. No, it wasn't on mainstream media. No, it wasn't on the mainstream news. No one really else was actually talking about it. And no one was paying it any attention. Well, that's what happens when you get blindsided and you get knocked out and you get sniped and you get ambushed. You don't see it coming. And mainstream media today didn't report on this because they don't serve you. They have no real interest in your well-being. They make you think that they do when they don't. And this was probably one of the biggest events. It's going to go down as one of the biggest events in the financial history. There will be people 100, 200 years, 300 years, 400 years, 1,000 years from now talking about, there will be history lies, but then there will be some history truths about this moment that we're in right now. And one of the key things is they're going to talk about the empire. They will not even talk about the Roman Empire anymore. The Roman Empire has now been completely laid to rest on its former power and everything else, because there's a new body that is in the coffin. There's a new body that's at the wake. No longer will they look at economic collapses in terms of the Roman Empire, because that was just a pink slip compared to what is going to be happening here. And from the article, china.org.cn, they had an article today. Let's take a look at it. China launches its yuan-denominated gold bench on Tuesday in Shanghai as it seeks to secure more sway in the pricing of precious metals, of the precious metal. The Shanghai Gold Bench price code is SHAU. Pretty soon it will be SHAG, which is gold. They don't say that in the article, but I'm just saying. It's a quote for trade of 1 kilo, 9.99% pure bullion denominated in Chinese yuan and derived from multiple rounds of traded. Now, the key to that is a couple of things. We talked about this before. The size, 1 kilo, means they're going to back their currency with it, and is 99.99. It's pure gold. It's 24 karat gold, not 20 karat, not 21 karat, not 22 karat. Pure gold. They melted down all of the other stuff out of it into a 1 kilo bar, and a lot of that gold that China has now in their vault, guess where it all came from? Oh, that cash for gold party that you had years and years ago. Oh, that cash for gold, the gold that you sold at the cash for gold store has made its way to China. And they refined it, they smelted it and melted it down so they would have pure gold. So it goes on to say, the benchmark was set at 257.97 yuans per gram on Tuesday, the Shanghai Gold Exchange said in a statement. The benchmark also lays the foundation for shifting bullion trade in Shanghai and for mostly spot to derive to derivatives to increase the appeal of the yuan-denominated bullion trading as financial instrument for both domestic and global investors. Telling you everything. The SGE chairman And I say, I guess this is Jaidu. Jinpa said, the launch of the benchmark offers the opportunity to develop bullion trading in China's financial market and encourage more participation by global investors. Who do you think those global investors are? It's the whole world, but not the U.S. It may be individuals from the U.S., but they're going to come with stipulations. So it goes on to say, Standard Chartered Bank China LDC and ANZ Bank China LTD are among 12 fixing members for the benchmark. The other 10 members are domestic banks. The trading margin is set at 6% and the transaction fees will expire and are exempt until June the 30th of this year. Now, why is this significant? What does this mean? Whoa, it did it. Why is this so significant? This is significant because in today's economy, China is now the number one economy, setting the pace for the rest of the economic indicators, barometers, and direction for the rest of the world to follow. And the rest of the world is jumping on board. And when they jump on board, they're jumping off of the sinking ship known as the Titanic U.S. economy, and they're jumping into the life rafts of the Chinese economic direction. The key to this is that physical metals will dictate the overall trade capabilities of people, institutions, countries, and continents. The whole globe is now going to have to have their economy in one shape or another backed by gold. This is a micro-macro Titanic move. Micro from this standpoint, you will not be able to engage in the economy unless you have some form of assets to collateralize your economic energy. Let's say that again. From a micro standpoint, you will not be able to engage in a profitable, prosperous economic direction without being securitized by the precious metals in one form or another. From the macro standpoint, the U.S. economic prowess has been neutered. And it came as just a whisper, because that's what real influential entities do. They whisper while you look for here. I'm not talking about you individually, but most people, the general population, wait for the screams and shout. Most people wait for an immediate response to something. If I don't feel any change, nothing happened to me. No, there was. And this thing is so huge that when you finally do see it, it will be too late for you to get out of the way. Because this is a global move that is going to ignore you. So they really don't, the economic direction really doesn't care if you know or not. You know who is all catching on and people that are all on board in this? People from all over the world, because they realize that this is their opportunity to gain in some of the prosperity that has been stolen from them and the labor that has been stolen from them from the former number one economy in the world known as the United States. See, One of the things about being high and drunk and inebriated is that you have no understanding of reason. You can't conceive what is reasonable because your body and your thought process has been compromised by a chemical inducing process that deadens your reasonability, your ability to make sound, sane decisions, your ability to be fundamentally rooted. And this is nothing that you're going to see on the U.S. mainstream media and everything else because you're the target. The rest of the world, particularly the BRIC nation people, they know what's up and they're preparing for this. And they are now, guess what they're doing? Saying, good. Keep moving. Keep going in this direction. This is the actual will, the manipulated will, though, of the people of the world. Why is it manipulated? Because they don't realize that this is cyclical and is just going to transfer wealth. But the overall slave paradigm of enslaving people universal throughout the world is going to continue. But I will say this to everyone here in the United States. The rest of the world is not going to give a darn what you say or what you think, because they are going to believe the lie like you did, like we did. They are going to sit and stand quiet and just get theirs while you get yours. And they're going to call it justice. Today is a day that has changed the course of the economic world. And you have become the United States economy. And I say you because this whole thing is such a fraud that they are going to make sure that the burden of what's going on, that you bear it. You have been informed as to where this is going and what this all means. And I would say to you, the time is running out for you to position yourself from what's coming. And we're going to go into the 96-hour margin call in 1 second. But before we do that, I do want to just mention this. Immediately as today happened, silver today went up 73 cents. At its high, its high was at $17.18. And then in our trading group, I said if it trades and closes at $17.15, because I knew it was going to trade around in that area today, as you start to look at it, all bets are off. But it still closed at 17.03. All bets are still off because the rest of the world is ready for this. And there are going to be incidents and there are going to be events that happen that are going to move the rest of the world running to China. And not only that, wanting to be a part of the BRIC nations and align with China, and not only that, align with their monetary policy and to abandon the monetary enslavement and the policy of colonization and manipulation and criminal control that the cabal, the RICO, the organized crime of America has been waging against this world. But these governments are all one and the same. Until we as the people understand this, then we will always be at a position of disadvantage. So this is what has happened today. This is something that you need to know about and prepare for. You need to actually get into what the rest of the world's economy is going to be based in. A lot of people Yes, you could try to get some foreign currencies. That's cool, but you better pick the right one. You better not pick one that's going to be an enemy of the United States, because you won't be able to swap it. You won't be able to exchange it. You won't be able to use it for leverage, because you'll be in the States and it will be, you will be trading with the enemy. So you might want to do the next best thing. You want to diversify yourself. And one of the things you definitely need to diversify yourself out of, and to minimize your exposure, is what the rest of the world is getting rid of, and that's the U.S. dollar. Make that transaction, make that switch from that to real money while you still can. If you don't do it, that's fine. Totally fine. The rest of the world will do it, and then later on, you will see that the financial mistake that was made by holding on to the past and holding on to the past domination of this, of the U.S. dollar, which is nothing more than a coupon. So that's what happens today. So with that being said, we want to jump into, hopefully I didn't get kicked out, we want to jump into today's show. And in today's show, but before we do that, if you have any questions or comments, you're more than welcome to give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. If you have any questions about what does this mean, what is it, you know, anything that you want to know, don't be shy. You need to ask these questions, because you don't want to go into this not knowing what is some of the options that you have and some of the things that you need to actually look at to make a best decision for you. Because once everything is made so apparent to you all, the only thing that you're going to be able to do is to respond from what you prepared with before, when no one else was looking and when it wasn't a threat to you, to an apparent and obvious threat to you. This is already is. This is the U.S. economy is now terminal. It's just a matter of when is it going to die now. It is completely, there is no coming back. Might as well pull the, and the main thing, the smartest thing that could have done is they should have pulled the plug a long time ago and started over before you got to this point. Now it doesn't matter if they pull the plug. China has cut off the electricity. Doesn't matter. This economy is dead, and the only thing that is keeping it alive is that all of the organs haven't completely failed yet, but they are failing, and we post all of those instances of that daily. So getting ready to go into a commercial break. When we come out of the commercial break, we're going to get into today's show. But if you have a question or comment you would like to make, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. You're listening to, then hit star 61, and I'll see you in queue. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
Most of the world's contributions have come from a black man or black woman. Right now is the perfect time to showcase our talents all over the planet. We are BIB Blacks in Business. Search for us on Facebook by typing in We Are BIB Blacks in Business and the name of your state or country. Join us for our new radio program every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. We are BIB Blacks in Business.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketsliveinternational.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we are going to jump into today's show. We're going to play these two quick videos, and what I want you to do, I want you to really, really pay attention to what the former Attorney General has to say. It's going to be two videos, and they're about 2 minutes each. Listen, they're both about 2 minutes and 41 seconds. Listen to what is said, and then listen. Then let's take a look at this, because this is going to be, and this is going to start the 96 hours of the margin call, the 96 hour event. Here we go.
There is no such thing as too big to jail. Some have used that phrase to describe the theory that certain financial institutions, even if they engage in criminal misconduct, should be considered immune from prosecution due to their sheer size and their influence on the economy. That view is mistaken, and it is a view that has been rejected by the Department of Justice. To be clear, no individual or company, no matter how large or how profitable, is above the law. When the Department of Justice conducts investigations, we will always follow the law and the facts wherever they lead. Now, sometimes a company's conduct may be wrong, may be hard to defend, but not necessarily be violative of the criminal law. Or sometimes there may be an appearance of criminal wrongdoing that cannot be supported by evidence that would be admitted in a court of law. But when laws indeed appear to have been broken, and the evidence supports the allegations, a company's size will never be a shield from prosecution or penalty. It is true that criminal charges involving a financial institution can sometimes trigger serious follow-on actions by that company's financial regulators. In some cases, it may even trigger the loss of the institution's charter. In preparing a case, it would be irresponsible not to consider that fact. But rather than wall off banks from prosecution, the potential for such severe consequences simply means that federal prosecutors conducting these investigations must go the extra mile to coordinate closely with the regulators that oversee these institutions' day-to-day operations. So long as this coordination occurs, it is fully possible to criminally sanction companies that have broken the law, no matter their size. We have made great strides in improving this type of coordination between our prosecutors and other governmental regulators. This cooperation will prove key in the coming weeks and months as the Justice Department continues to pursue several important investigations. Now, while I will not specify any particular targets, I will say this. I am personally monitoring the status of these ongoing investigations. I am resolved to seeing them through, and in doing so, I intend to reaffirm the principle that no individual, no entity that does harm to our economy is ever above the law.
Okay, now you've heard the political speech, the politically correct, which is always morally wrong, speech that Eric Holder gave about too big to jail. Now let's listen to what he said while giving testimony to Congress under oath, which really doesn't mean anything. They just tell you that so that we would all buy into the lie. These people have no honor, truth that they speak with, decide with, live with indefinitely, definitely share. So let's listen. Pay attention. You heard what he said there? Now listen here. Here we go.
On the issue of bank prosecution, I'm concerned that we have a mentality of too big to jail in the financial sector, of spreading from fraud cases to terrorist financing and money laundering cases, and I cite HSBC. So I think we're on a slippery slope. So then that's background for this question. I don't have recollection of DOJ prosecuting any high-profile financial criminal convictions in either companies or individuals. Assistant General Attorney General Brewer said that one reason why DOJ has not brought these prosecutions is that it reaches out to quote-unquote experts to see what effect the prosecutions would have on the financial markets. So then on January 29th, Senator Brown and I requested details on who these so-called experts are. So far, we've not received any information. Maybe you're going to, but why have we not yet been provided the names of the experts that DOJ consults with as we requested on January 29th? Because we need to find out why we aren't having these high-profile cases. And then I got one follow-up. So maybe you can answer that quickly.
Well, we'll endeavor to answer your letter, Senator. We did not, as I understand it, retain experts outside of the government in making determinations with regard to HSBC. Now, if we could just put that aside for a minute, though, the concern that you have raised is one that I frankly share, and I'm not talking about HSBC now. That maybe that not be appropriate, but I am concerned that the size of some of these institutions becomes so large that it does become difficult for us to prosecute them when we are hit with indications that if you do prosecute, if you do bring a criminal charge, it will have a negative impact on the national economy, perhaps even the world economy. And I think that is a function of the fact that some of these institutions have become too large. Again, I'm not talking about HSBC. This is just a more general comment. I think it has an inhibiting influence or impact on our ability to bring resolutions that I think would be more appropriate. And I think that is something that you all need to consider. So the concern that you raised is actually one that I share.
Okay, so there we have two different accounts from the same person. Which one is the truth and which one is the lie? And I would tell you that they both had lies, and they were both telling lies, and they both were telling truths from this standpoint. This was an indication of what was going to collapse your economy. Part of the things that was going to collapse your economy. They were basically telling you what was going to happen. There was going to be some criminal prosecutions that were going to bring, and there would be the threat of collapsing the economy. What did they say they wanted to do to Saudi Arabia, and what did Saudi Arabia say that they would do in respond if the 9/11 probe makes Saudi Arabia accountable to American courts for damages? Then what did Saudi Arabia say? That they would have to sell their treasury bills before that can happen. Prosecution, and then the collapse. It's the perfect storm that they've all been cooking, and they tell you this all the time. So now let's go into the 96 hours. First, in a undetermined date, it's a late Thursday night, about to go into Friday. The U.S. economy is very unstable. Gas prices and oil prices are at all-time highs. You check a gallon of gas at the average gas price is $6 a gallon. And this is the average price throughout the country. And then there happens to be a super tanker that is leaving the port of Los Angeles. It's been filled with oil that comes from the United States, that is leaving the United States. And on the manifest for the origin and the destination of this super tanker says from the United States, from a company to China. And the oil is leaving from a American named company that is now owned by the People's Republic of China. And it was bought during the energy and economic collapse that we've been seeing within the energy field, while all of the American owned oil and gas businesses were selling their position. The oil and the resource that America has is no longer theirs. It's now leaving. 2 hours later, strikes 12 o'clock. It's Friday, early 12 o'clock. There are some people that are waking up, getting ready for work because they work the late shift and they like to go check the internet. They notice from one part of the country, from Maine to Pennsylvania to Florida to Texas to Idaho to Washington, state of Washington to California. There are individuals that are getting up, getting ready to go to work. Before they do that, they want to check their email. And all of a sudden, they all notice something at the same time, not really thinking much about it, but their internet isn't working. Some of them that live in internet spotty places or decimal places say, oh man, the internet is down. But then there are people that live in the major cities and they notice that their internet is down. They say, huh, I wonder what's going on. My internet is down. And they leave. Lo and behold, at that exact same time, there are a barrage of internet attacks that America is being hit with. And they're coming from Europe, they're coming from South America, they're coming from Africa, they're coming from Russia, Europe, and they're coming from China, and they're coming from the South Pacific. In a barrage of attacks, the internet is starting to go down. Meanwhile, at the exact same time, a foreign submarine is in the Atlantic, moving towards the United States. And this submarine goes straight towards some of the infrastructural wires and cabling that the U.S. internet is dependent upon. And some of those cables are severed. So now, as the day goes on, as the morning goes on, people start to wake up and everyone starts to wake up on the West Coast, on the East Coast, and they notice that their internet isn't up. They don't think too much about it. Go about their day and they get ready because they're running late for work and they need to start to go to work. Then also in the drive to work, there starts to be reports of national power outages of the internet. But the local providers say that no problem. They're just experiencing a minor glitch that will be fixed momentarily. It is now 6 a.m., 6 hours after the initial attack. 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. News media are starting to get hit with the news that there's been the severing of major internet connections for the United States and within Newark, New Jersey. Some of the major internet hubs have now started to report major attacks on their service and is breaking through their security walls. And they have to shut the internet down throughout the United States momentarily while they fix it. They believe that it will be fixed. There is a news, mainstream media starts to report. You may be experiencing some internet interruptions. The local main providers of internet are actively working on resolving the issue. It should be fixed within hours. Then all of a sudden, all of the internet goes down throughout the United States. All of the banking, ATMs, terminals, everything is down. People go to at 7 o'clock in the morning, people on the East Coast are waking up, starting to make their morning commute. There are some people that didn't get gas the day before because gas is so high they had to wait until they were paid in order to get some gas, and they are on their way to get gas and they don't have any gas at that time, and they go to the pumps and all of the pumps are out of service, and they think that this is usual because this has happened because of the overall gas pricing, but that's not it. The terminals are down. They're not able to have any purchases at the cash registers because the terminals are down. Some individuals that have a half a tank of gas or whatever, they say, all right, well, I'll just get gas a little bit later. I'll go to another spot. They go to another gas station and they see the same thing. 8 o'clock. Now the U.S. understands that it has been engaged in a full-on foreign attack by hackers from multiple places throughout the world, and they are now trying to see how bad and how extensive this cyber attack is and what it is affecting. And they're starting to come in. The information is starting to come in how this is being affected. It is affecting terminal sales. It is now affecting power and all of the financial institutions in order to save their overall computers, shut everything down, not knowing that they've already been compromised and they're not able to shut anything down. ATM machines are now being reported at different places as spewing cash out. Other ATM machines are locked down. They won't work. You can't use them. 8 o'clock. People on the East Coast are starting to wake up. They still have phone service, and people are starting to call friends all over the country to tell them about what's going on. And the West Coast is now just waking up to the same problems of internet connections being down, and everyone is running to watch the local news. And the local news is starting to bring in breaking news that the U.S. Internet infrastructure has been hit with a cyber attack, and they are trying to actively right now, the Department of Justice, along with The Department of Homeland Security has been activated to find and to actually get the internet back on and to find the culprits of this attack. There is speculation that is of foreign nature, and they are trying to synthesize that as to say who that is. So they said that the attacks are minor. They should be resolved within momentarily within the next hour. They have some services that have been brought back online because of their ability to catch the attacks. Not all is lost, but some things were purposely shut down. 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Lines at gas stations are long. Traffic starts to be unusually heavy because cars are now starting to stall within major thoroughfares in New York, New Jersey, in Boston, Philadelphia, in the Eastern Seaboard, and in Washington, D.C. Traffic is becoming a problem. Gas stations are still, terminals are still closed, and there are no points of sales that are engaging with electronic devices. 10 o'clock a.m. The overall cyber attack has now expanded. It is now affecting and attacking the health industry. Hospitals are reporting outages of their computers, and they have to cancel surgery because of it. Not only are the hospitals reporting problems with their overall internet and their overall infrastructure, electronic infrastructure, cities are starting to report outages of power on the East Coast. There are different departments of energy, and the different energy providers have now shut down some of their lines because they have now started to get power outages. Traffic now is at a virtual standstill everywhere because all of the tri lights and the stop lights are no longer working, and you're having accidents all over New York City, New Jersey, and corresponding cities on the East Coast. The West Coast is now just waking up, 7 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast, and they are just starting, traffic is just starting to build up in the usual places in Los Angeles, but cars are starting to break down because they too have not, the individuals have planned on getting gas. Now the major thoroughfares on the 405 freeway, the 10 freeway, have now completely stopped because of the cars that are stalled because they ran out of gas. People are exiting their vehicles and starting to see what's going on, starting to ask what goes on. Then all of a sudden, all cell phone use is cut off in the country. Cell phone lines go down. At 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time, in the heart of Friday morning traffic, even though it's a Friday, it's still heavy traffic, but it's not as many people on the road because Fridays are generally light in the Southern California, Los Angeles area, but it's not just Los Angeles, it's all of the West Coast. People are starting to leave their homes. Children have gone to school. The school buses have started to arrive at school on the West Coast, and the schools on the East Coast, now without cell service, they activate the protection system that they have for the children. No one can come to the school and pick up their children at this time. The children, all schools are on lockdown on the East Coast. The local law enforcement authorities are responding to, and the first responders are responding to multiple calls for service because of accidents and because of panicking parents showing up at the schools. And the schools have already locked down, and children in the East Coast, many schools have already put their children on buses to move them to the designated safe zones. at the advisement of Department of Homeland Security. People throughout the country now are waking up to this news, just as they woke up to the news of an attack, and everyone is starting to put it together that they are now under some form of attack. Mainstream media comes on at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time to inform the nation that Department of Homeland Security is going to have an emergency press release. Then the President of the United States at 12 will have a press release. All services within the major cities have stopped, and people have been advised to go home and not to get out on the streets, to go back home. If you haven't left, go back home. Television broadcasts are spotty at best. So now, what happens? At 11 o'clock, Department of Homeland Security comes on and said that the president will make an emergency, will have an emergency, excuse me, the president will have an emergency meeting with Congress in 30 minutes, and then 30 minutes after that time, after that the congressional briefing, the president will address the nation. Department of Homeland Security is looking at the events of the cyber attack that they are actively in, that they have been attacked by, and they are expect to have everything back to normal within approximately 2 to 3 hours. Some services have been brought back up, but they want to maintain the overall shutting down of services so that there will not be any cross-pollination with the hacking event. 11 o'clock, the president makes, excuse me, 11:30, the president makes an emergency addressing to Congress behind closed doors. No reporters are allowed because of the national sensitivity of it all. 30 minutes later, the nation is told that the president will, at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, the president will address the nation. President comes on and he says that today the United States has been hit with a cyber attack either from a terrorist group or from an aggressive enemy combatant that is being supported by one of the nations in the country that have displayed aggressive tendencies to the United States. And that the U.S. is giving all of its resources to resolve this cyber attack in order to restore the overall business as usual. But there is going to be some requirements and some things that you are going to have to do. You're going to have to remain patient and remain at home. Your cell phone services are not working. We need you to coordinate by landline and only call first responders in emergencies. The first responders throughout the country are inundated with calls for service. The president has engaged the National Guards to be used by the governors of the state in order to meet the demand. Mutual aid, national mutual aid has gone out. The press conference lasts, president doesn't take any questions and leaves. 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. There is another news broadcast that the president is going to make another emergency, have another emergency meeting with Congress. And after that, he would also address the nation again. And then in a second nation, the president says that he is invoking martial law in order to deal with the problem of the cyber attack that has now expanded to all of the critical infrastructures within the United States. Military communications have been severed. EMT emergency services from the cities have been severed. And there is now a martial law that has been invoked by the president, and everyone is told that they must remain where they are or go home, and they have until 1-2 hours before sunset Eastern Standard Time to be in their homes. Not only is the National Guard being engaged, the military itself has been engaged. All law enforcement personnel and critical first responding personnel are required to report to work, and critical billet holding individuals who have already been identified, the clergy response team and all other critical billets in the United States have been notified to report to their local FEMA regional headquarters for instructions. FEMA, Department of Homeland Security, has activated the overall FEMA response team. 2 hours later, all stores are told, in the interest of maintaining control, that all stores are to be closed. But before that can happen, sporadic rioting starts within the major cities. This is just the first 10 hours of the day, of day one. Immediately after that, from the sporadic rioting, it starts to spread, and most of the stores that have staple goods and just goods of value have now been compromised by different people within those cities, towns, and there are now fires that are raging in different parts of the city. The overall fires have spread from block to block and from region to region because the local fire departments have lost water pressure because of the now power outage that the grid has been taken down and compromised as well. This is at 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The people throughout the country are now starting to panic. They realize that they've been attacked, and they started to realize that they start to draw conclusions as to who's engaging in these attacks. Lo and behold, there are some alternative media outlets that have got their hands on some responses from different nations and different countries. Some countries offer mutual aid. Most of the countries, Canada closes its borders at 3:02 Eastern Standard Time. Mexico closes its borders at 3:05 Eastern Standard Time. Mexico puts out a decree. Any person trying to enter Mexico will be subject to deadly force. Canada also repeats the same as Mexico because they are having power outages as well. 4:07 Eastern Standard Time. Everyone in the nation now realizes from all of the confusion, people that went off to work during that day are trying to make their way home because the streets are cluttered with cars, accidents, and it's just total in a riot situation at different cities. Some people are handling it relatively well and are working together and trying to ensure that people do not riot because of the sensitive nature of everything. Cell service comes back on and you receive emergency broadcasts on your cell phone that the nation is under martial law and you have to return to your place of residence and be off of the streets 2 hours before sunset. Sunset will set at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Some people have a commute of an hour or two. Their children go to school. Their spouse actually travel in a different direction. There are no gas stations that are open. Stores are now closed and they are being guarded by the owners of those stores. The overall rioting has started to pick up in different cities, the major cities, but some of the smaller communities, there are no rioting. In some of the mid-level cities, there are no rioting as much as the major cities. 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Some power is restored temporarily. The president makes another address, and at this address to the nation, the president is no longer at Washington, at the White House in Washington, D.C. All congressional critical personnel and elected officials have been relocated to designated bunker retreats within the United States. The United States goes to DEFCON 1. The president makes an address saying that the United States has been attacked by an outside source, and this is an act of war. 6:07 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. People now have decided to take what they can at different stores, water, food, the necessities of life, the staples of life are now being taken out of stores in a mass hysteria and panic. There are actually gun confrontations between multiple parties against the military and the military against other people in all of the major cities. All of the hospitals are inundated with people in dire need of medical attention. All of the hospitals have engaged their emergency trauma protocols, and the hospitals are actually treating people outside of the hospital, and they've established all triage set up at every hospital in the continental United States. 7:08 p.m. 1 hour before sunset. Some people that were able to walk home are starting to get home, and they are finding that some people are finding that they are the only ones that are at home. Their children are at school, so they are trying to get straight to the school to find their children. And when they get to the schools, most of the schools are being guarded with Department of Homeland Security personnel, and they are moving parents into the auditorium for a briefing that the children have been taken to a safe zone. And all of the parents have to bring their identification to be rostered so that they can coordinate at the appropriate time when their children, where they can get further information as to the well-being of their children. And the overall call is that your children are fine, we have them. But in the interest of security, they are no longer, we took them from the schools. Department of Homeland Security has now gone to every bank and all banks are closed. A part of martial law, all banks are closed, all governmental buildings are closed. And in 1 hour, every person that is on the street is a violation of martial law and is subject to arrest, detention, or is subject up to deadly force. Eight p.m. Many people that have tried to walk home are now still out after 8 p.m. And the sun is starting to set. Local authorities are out in the field unable to respond to people trying to get home and are actively responding to the calls for services in order to protect the fire departments trying to put out fires throughout the city, the major cities. Eight 15 p.m. China sends a message to Washington, D.C. China and Russia send a message to Washington, D.C. In the message, China says, because as a representative of the BRIC nation, because the United States has refused to maintain its debt requirements, China has engaged in the United States by cyber attack and cutting off its financial institutions and its overall economic stability. China has taken the U.S. refusal to continue to make the payments that was necessary and stipulated and agreed upon in the treaties that were signed in 2014 that the U.S. defaulted on. And because of that, China now is going to seize the United States as property of the People's Republic of China. And they will be supported by Russia, Brazil, India, South Africa, Iran, Germany, France, Italy, Greece, Turkey, Japan, and South Korea have all agreed to the cyber attack of the United States and consider themselves at war with the United States. Wow, don't have, you know, we didn't even get past the first 24 hours. And we got a caller in queue, so I want to go to this caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from? What is your question or comment?
Hey, Brother Dave. Brother Davis again, man.
Brother Davis, what's going on?
Your show is outstanding, and I cannot begin to tell you just how pinpoint accurate it is. People fail to realize that we're not dealing with a political system that is run by we the people. The sad part about it, and this, I want you to hear this very clearly, y'all. America has either traded or sold a lot of that technology, satellite technology and space technology, to China, and they fine-tuned it. Literally, they are thumbing their noses and about to tell us that they are not going to put up with us no more. The sad part about it is all politics. This has nothing to do with you as an individual person. Our biggest failure as a people, we are letting these corporate jugheads keep us separate. We are allowing them to determine the message and the resolution. If you're going to be in war and you are going to operate on both sides with commanding authority, the result is exactly what they expect. So what we got to do is we got to open those grounds of lanes of communication to let people know and help them see how clearly we are all in the same boat. If the brother, the show is on point. I cannot begin to tell you just how much on point, but let me say this. Hillary was a big part of that sale of the technology to China. Ooh, also.
Brother Davis.
Let me get in the back room again, brother. But listen, I just want to let you know your information.
Wait. We got to talk about Wise Wednesday tomorrow.
Okay, Wise Wednesday is going to be, like I said, we're going to focus on the aspect of being able to follow the truth. And when I say follow the truth, I mean the truth in your life. And the reason being is because all of the stuff that's going around you is disturbing your peace. And in life, the enjoyment, the true enjoyment of life is not anything outside of you. It's the peace within you. What happens outside is going to work its way out because there's a greater controller there. But what happens in you can be destructive to you if you don't take control of that. And that's one of the reasons why I'm going to emphasize your ability to have a will at work in your meditation process that you don't have when you sleep. See, when you go into a state of sleep, you literally render yourself into that position of rest. And your body goes into what's called autotron, which everything is done to sustain a quality of operation until you wake up. But when you go into a state of meditation, you go into a trance, an exclusively and entirely different thing. So your will is still operable in a state of trance. And this is where I'm trying to move you to, because in reality, you have a lot of power that you're giving to these circumstances, not realizing it. So if I could wake you up to understand the importance of identifying yourself, then yourself will begin to internalize what your mind has heard. And when it internalizes it, it will repetitiously speak it when you're in a state of trauma, meaning in a state of meditation. That way you open your subconscious so that it can receive the message. And when you wake up, you can live the message in a conscious way. That's quickly, but it's going to be along those lines tomorrow night. But
thank you, Brother Davis. So looking forward to it. And tomorrow, Wise Wednesday with Team Davis. Sister Davis always is in the background and giving great, great advice as always. I thank you, Brother Davis, and just for everything that you do and where we are. And like you said, we have to come together collectively and decide our own direction.
Absolutely.
That's thank our you, powers. Thank you, Brother Davis. Talk to you soon. That's Brother Davis tomorrow, Wise Wednesday. So you already know what time it is. We'll post it inside of Tando, and looking forward to Brother Davis tomorrow's show on Wise Wednesday. So now, what we just have had, got another call in queue. Let's go to this caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Greetings, Brother Dave. This is Ross. I had a quick question for you because you were talking about some things today that were very profound, and there was something you brought up yesterday. You had talked about HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, and the ability of, I guess, well, of the United States to create disasters like earthquakes and things like that. And there was a caller on the call earlier this week who I know personally. He called in, and he talked about, I think he said it was back in 2010 or 2008, but it was April 14th or April 13th when the big earthquake had hit China. And he discussed the fact that it was ironic, or basically nothing happened by accident, but that was the same time that it was announced that China had owned more U.S. debt than any other nation, and that this earthquake hit at the exact same time. And he just discussed, on the same show, he discussed how on the same day, basically, this year, I think it was the 14th or the 15th of April, when Japan was then announced to hold the most U.S. debt, that they also were hit with an earthquake. And he was saying that he thought the U.S.'s response to the threat of them holding that debt and the kind of control they had financially over the U.S. due to that debt made them create these earthquakes to kind of create an off-balance situation in those countries I guess I don't know what kind of iniquity they were working in secret, but I wanted to know your take on that, and does that have any relevance to what has just taken place with the earthquake, and do you think that that is a possibility?
Great question. Great question, Rod. Actually, yesterday, Rod, I talked about just that scenario. I didn't bring in the China earthquake that they were hit with. Yes, HART, High Frequency Aurora Research Program, is definitely live and well. They can, where they can actually ionize the atmosphere and cause some seismic instability. Now, this is something that I do believe that Fukushima was actually could have been either by a nuclear detonation or by seismic activity. But this is not anything new to Japan with the United States. Whenever they've gotten out of line, they've been hit before. And yesterday, I said, and within our trading group, the day before, I said that Japan is a target because Japan was thinking about joining the AIIB, the Asian Investment Infrastructure Investment Bank. And they wanted to be a founding member. And the U.S. told them they better not. And they hold the second, we talked about this on Tando, how they hold the second amount of U.S. treasuries. So, yes, I firmly believe that that is a great, great possibility. And not only that, it's a possibility that those actual same weapons will be used against the U.S. And they have been used against the U.S., in my opinion. Hurricane Sandy, I believe, was one also. The earthquake in Haiti was one. If you know about the training exercise that they had in saying that they were going to go to a third world country that just been hit with a large earthquake, and they were going to actually have mutual aid for that. And then all of a sudden, they had that large earthquake in Haiti. Why did they pick Haiti? One, because they were giving the message to the rest of the world what the U.S. capabilities was with HART, with the weapon, with the overall weather weapons. And then not only that, lo and behold, Haiti had found a large deposit of gold within their country. And what do you think happened once the earthquake happened? There was a family named the Clintons that came in and started a foundation. And that foundation, with one of the brother-in-laws, took over the overall gold finding companies that were there. And they were totally destabilized. Yes, I do believe what you're seeing, the actual severing China, Japan as we speak. And this is something that I think is definitely on the table and capable. I will just tell you this. Dmitry Medvedev told the U.S. if they try to put a missile defense shield in Eurasia, that Russia would display their new cellular technology weapon. If the U.S. tries to put up that missile defense in Europe. So the capabilities of weather weapons are real. It's not new technology. It's actually old. Yes, I'm not surprised at all. And I do believe that this was another message to Japan, China, and Russia. This is why Ecuador gets hit. This is why all of the major, the instability of the Ring of Fire and all of the massive earthquakes, and they have the plausible cause in so many ways. They could play this however they want to play it. But this is the thing. You definitely need to be prepared for what they have in store for us all. So great, great question. Yes, I do believe that that is possibility, and it has been used, and there's also they've admitted to using it and having it, admitting that they have that type of capability. So
Brother
we're
going
to touch on that. at some time. Go ahead, Scotty.
I mean, they could really destroy the planet with that.
Yeah.
And not even intending.
Yeah, they,
I mean, they could be intending to target something, but there's no way to know for certain how the Earth is going to react with these natural fault lines and whatnot. So, I mean,
right.
They could destroy the whole damn planet, man.
Yeah. And you know what, Scotty? And this is the key to that. With as much oil that they're pulling out of the ground, a lot of people don't know that oil
right.
is made abiotically by the Earth. And that is there as just like oil in your engine. It keeps the heat from the friction from everything else. You're
from
going
the
to
tectonic
have
plates
friction.
That's sliding. It yeah,
yep.
I follow you. You're
yes.
talking about the tectonic
yes,
plates and the natural shifts that occur.
Exactly. And it lubricates, and it is like one of the lifebloods of this planet in order to keep it stable. This is why when you see fracking all through Oklahoma and all these other places that didn't have these earthquakes, all of a sudden when fracking comes in, they have the instability up there and they start to have earthquakes. Yes, this is going to, this is it. Now, listen, we got to get out of here, but listen, we are going to come back later this week with the great margin call. China has just notified the United States that they are responsible for the cyber attack and that they consider this, and they are now engaged in a war because of a margin call. They told the U.S. to pay and they didn't make payment. Now they are coming for all of the U.S.'s resources. I just want to say thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show today. And it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. God willing, we'll be on with Brother Davis tomorrow with Wise Wednesday. And much love, much respect. Remember, before you ask for a blessing, to make sure to be one. Peace and much love and respect. We'll talk to you soon.
Girl, you are rich, even with nothing. And you know tenderness comes from pain. It's amazing how you love is kind. Love can give and get no gain.